Meanwhile, cannabis regulators in New Jersey have given a green light to consumption lounges, and this is the first step in the process to have indoor or outdoor smoking lounges, as we hear from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Think of these lounges as similar to a brewery in that both are heavily regulated and cannot prepare or serve food, but people are welcome to order delivery. Cannabis Regulatory Commission Chairwoman Diana Hainu sees the availability of public cannabis consumption areas as part of the commission's commitment to equity, justice, and public health. New Jersey Cannabis Business Association President Ed DeVoe says not everybody is able to smoke at home, so these places are necessary.
It does alleviate or mitigate circumstances where someone in subsidized housing could partake without fear of losing their homes.
People in some federal or group homes are not allowed to smoke there. Another issue is driving, which of course is illegal if you're under the influence. DeVoe says it's time to normalize marijuana consumption like alcohol as acceptable for adults to enjoy responsibly.
Uber or use other car services to get to and from.
There is a 60-day public comment period before any applications can be approved. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.